Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Pulse Podcast. I'm Terry Rombeck of the Lawrence Journal World. This week, we focus on the future of jazz. You're listening to a tune from the top student big band at the Midwestern Music Camp's Jazz Workshop. That's underway this week at Kansas University. In this week's podcast, we'll talk to the director of KU's jazz program, as well as to a couple of local high school students about the music's popularity among young people. After that, we'll tell you about some of the other events going on in Lawrence this weekend in our weekly Best Bets feature. First, though, we go to KU's Murphy Hall, where a big band rehearsal is underway. This is big band swing. For many people, it's the music of the 1930s and 1940s. Or today, it's the music for those older than 70. But this band is full of teenagers who are spending this entire week working to be better jazz musicians. In all, 100 students are at KU as part of the Jazz Workshop, which is part of the Midwestern Music Camp. Addison Fry is among the young musicians who would rather be playing jazz than anything else.
I like the freedom to improvise and, you know, choosing your notes and how you want to play and the mood that you want to play. It can kind of reflect how you feel, and it's also just a really fun type of music when it's moving.
Fry will be a sophomore at Lawrence High School in the fall. He's a piano player, and he's pretty much given up playing everything except jazz. He'd also like to make playing jazz a career down the road, but he realizes that might be a challenge. After all, this is a time when jazz music sales have been cut in half in the past decade. And even one of the country's most prestigious music programs at Northwestern University has decided to suspend its undergraduate jazz program. The dean at Northwestern, incidentally, is Tony Marie Montgomery, the former fine arts dean at KU. Despite those negative facts, Fry thinks jazz has a strong future.
Jazz is such a broad genre, and there's fusion, like, kind of more to the rock end, and then there's, you know, almost some, like, big band swing and stuff like that, and it's completely different, and that I think that'd be awfully hard for it to really, I mean, it's probably not as big as it once was, but it's, I don't think that it'll ever die out.
Dan Gailey is optimistic, too. He's the director of jazz studies at KU, and the program's enrollment is at an all-time high.
10 years ago, I was really worried. I thought, boy, it's got its last foot in the grave. But now I see much more excitement about kids across the spectrum about jazz. And it's not just the kids that are playing jazz, but just like kids in general. They're more open. I mean, look at the Wakarusa Festival, the fact that they're booking just this amazing variety of acts. And the kids will get just as much into the Dirty Dozen brass band playing jazz as they will, you know, some crazy alternative group.
Still, many schools don't have jazz programs. And when there are cuts to fine arts budgets, jazz is often the first to go.
It's tragic because we all heard the cliche about it's America's only true art form, and whether that's true or not, it's certainly one of America's only true art forms in a small handful. But we've got to continue to nurture that. So I think funding for the arts is a huge, big thing. But I think the key for getting the future generations going on is the educators in the schools to really encourage their kids to participate in jazz. And we're great in Lawrence. We're very fortunate to have phenomenal directors who are encouraging their students to do that. I'd love to see that more statewide, region-wide, and it doesn't always happen.
Gailey thinks the future of jazz might lie partly in groups that incorporate other musical genres. He points to groups Modesky, Martin & Wood, and The Bad Plus as examples. Free State High School senior Emily Forschler likes those types of groups. Then again, she likes pretty much anything in the broad jazz genre, from old Glenn Miller records to Aretha Franklin. She plays bass trombone, and she likes jazz better than most of the other types of music she's involved in.
Jazz is just a lot more free. Like, when you sit in a symphonic band with, like, strings and there's a conductor just, like, telling you everything to do and there's music set out for every note you play, there's not a whole chance to be free with it. And, I mean, it's still, you're making beautiful music, but it's, like, more robotic. And when you play jazz, you can change the style, you can change the feel, you can improvise. That's what I love about jazz, is that it's just so free and you can convey any feeling you want through style or musicality or song.
And as long as there are musicians who like to play jazz, Forstler says it won't die.
When you fall in love with a kind of music, then you just want to share it with everyone. And when you fall in love with jazz, you just want to go out there and play and have people play with you and not just play with like a CD or something and just listen to it. You want to get out there and do stuff. And the only way you can do stuff is finding more people who love the same thing you do. So either by introducing it to people or showing somebody a CD that you really like, or finding people and go to a camp that you can just go and jam with. It's a lot of fun. And when there's more people in love with it, there's more opportunities to do stuff like this.
You can hear the Jazz Workshop students perform at 1:30 this afternoon. That's in room 130 of Murphy Hall up at KU. Now here are some of the other events going on in Lawrence this weekend. If you wanted to get an early start tonight, there's a bluegrass matinee featuring Man Mountain and a gang of local pickers. It's at 6 tonight at the Jackpot Music Hall. The Elvis film series at the Lawrence Public Library continues tonight with a screening of King Creole that starts at 7. The Chicago Afrobeat Project, a frequent guest at the Jazz House, is there again tonight. The show starts at 10. Grant Fitch and Eric Martis play solo sets at Zig and Max, 7 on Saturday. And Cassia Tone for the Painfully Alone, which, by the way, wins my own personal band name award for the week, plays at 10 Sunday at the Jackpot. That does it for this week's Pulse Podcast. We'll sign off with another song from the top big band at the Midwestern Music Camp's Jazz Workshop. Thanks for joining us for the podcast. We'll see you back here next Friday.